WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The jury in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is set to hear closing arguments today. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
Arguments are expected to last the entire day with the goal for them to be finished today so that the jury can begin deliberations tomorrow. They will be handed a very weighty task, whether or not to convict a former president.
At least 22 people were killed in severe weather over the Memorial Day weekend. Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky, especially hard hit. At least 50 Palestinians killed in an Israeli missile strike.
The deadly strike targeted a location only 650 feet from a designated humanitarian area. More than 1 million Palestinians have fled to Rafah during the war to seek refuge.
ABC's Perry Russum. Israel says the bombing was a tragic mistake, but also says two Hamas leaders were killed in the attack. Authorities in Papua New Guinea fear a second landslide following the first last week that may have left more than 2,000 people buried. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Four Wisconsin teenagers were killed in a crash involving a semi-truck early on Monday morning. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, the crash happened on State Highway 16 and 60 at the intersection of County Road Double T in the township of Elba. The Sheriff's Office investigation showed that a 2000 Ford F-150 was traveling north on County Highway Double T when it failed to stop at the stop sign on County Highway Double T at State Highway 16 and 60. A Western Star semi-truck without a trailer was traveling east on State Highway 1660 when it struck the Ford F-150. Three of the five occupants in the Ford F-150 were pronounced dead at the scene, including a 19-year-old Sun Prairie man, a 17-year-old Sun Prairie male passenger, and a 16-year-old passenger from Madison. One female passenger from the Ford F-150, an 18-year-old from Madison, was transported to UW-Madison Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The semi-truck was operated by a 57-year-old man from Lafarge. He was transported to Prairie Ridge Hospital in Columbus with minor injuries. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Cloudy this morning with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible from late this morning into this afternoon. Our high 65 today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a little warmer, 67. We'll get back to 70 by Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Tuesday, trying to get back into the swing of things after an extra long weekend. The positive here, it's only a four-day work week. Then we get to do a whole nother weekend. Keep that umbrella handy. You heard Sean. Cloudy, cool, and rainy again today. That umbrella, it's like another part of our hand at this point.
It's alright. 80s, 90s, and more.
No doubt. 99.7 Max FM.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words. Melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
There is Toto, Africa, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Tuesday?
Doing great, Maddie. Might take a couple extra cups of coffee to get going here and get in the groove of a week, but after a few days off. But yeah, doing pretty well. How about yourself?
doing great. It's a four-day work week. That's the important thing to remember at this point, right? Because it's a little harder to get back into the swing of things after an extra day off. And I know not everybody got an extra day off. There were some people who were still out doing their normal thing, working their normal job. So thank you to everybody who kind of held down the fort while some of us took that extra day to also commemorate Memorial Day yesterday. And the nice part is the rain kind of held off. So I think a lot of the ceremonies around the area went off without a hitch, which was good, because it was looking kind of iffy after the weather over the weekend. It was gross on Sunday. Just absolutely gross. There's no other word to describe it. If you don't have your web feet yet, or you haven't built your ark, well, then you might want to get on it, because we do have chances of more rain coming our way over the next few days. For the most part, it looks pretty decent this week, but we have those on and off chances. So
yeah, I mean, it was kind of hit and miss throughout the weekend, you know?
Yes.
I mean, chances of rain here, you know, you start to cloud up
Saturday
a little bit.
Saturday was gorgeous, though. Yeah, oh, my goodness. Now, speaking of which, did you guys do anything fun and exciting? I know Phoenix went to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
He hung out with the older brothers. So did you and Chris have a nice weekend just kind of kicking back and relaxing, doing your own thing without the teenage angst in the middle of all of it?
Oh, so nice, Maddie. Look, we love our son, okay? But everybody needs a break every once in a while, especially with a teenager. Yeah, we got to do the wood-fired pizza thing.
Nice.
Went for a road trip for that, because that's a little ways away. So we did that. Did a little grilling out, hung out a little bit, watched some TV, and just kind of chilled, basically. But how was your weekend?
It was busy. It was surprisingly busier than I thought it was going to be. So on Saturday, Dexter decided he wanted to go out to Mirror Lake. We didn't go to Devil's Lake, although we love to hike out there. We just knew with the way the weather was going to be and how gorgeous it was going to be pretty busy at Devil's Lake.
Yeah, I bet you it was hopping out there.
Yeah, and Mirror Lake was pretty busy as well, but they have a lot of areas where you can go and just kind of get away from all of the commotion. And so that's what we did. So Dexter, Corey, and myself, we went out onto the trails. Now, we debated about taking Aspen with us because she loves a good trail hike. And it was Memorial Day weekend, after all. You're supposed to hang out with family. But then we realized that it was probably going to be a little busy. There were probably going to be more people than normal on the trails out there. And with all the rain that we've gotten, I was like, I don't know what some of the areas on the trails are going to be like. And so once we got to some of those points that I was kind of worried about, I was glad that we did not bring her, because we had squishy shoes. So I can't even imagine how we would have gotten her over some of those really muddy areas where the water was all over the trail. And then also, you know how you sometimes have to go into the woods to sneak around? You couldn't even do that in some places. You literally just had to find like a little patch or a little stick here and there to elevate yourself enough to get through. So I was kind of glad that she didn't go. But we did the big 3.5 mile hike out there. So it was super fun.
Nice.
Gorgeous weather, 8 out. And then on Sunday, Corey and I, with the way the weather was, it was just gross. It was soggy. Everything was wet all day long. It was like, when are we going to stop the car wash? Like, when is the spot free rinse going to actually end so we can get out of the car wash? That's what I felt like all day. We decided we were going to go to Madison. We had some errands to run. We wanted to find a desk for the new studio/office space. And I need new headphones, not for work, but for like working out and walking, because apparently I have the smallest head on the planet. I can't get anything to stay on my head. It's absolutely ridiculous. I look like Geordi LaForge in Star Trek, if you know who that is. The wind blows them off. I shake my head. Things are down. It's stupid. And so Corey was like, let's go find you new headphones, mostly because, Finn, I think he's tired of listening to me complain about it. Because it's kind of annoying. Let's be honest. It's a little annoying. So we went and did that. And then as we were wrapping up, he looked down at his phone and he's like, come on, we got to go. There's some storms popping. Obviously, we were in Madison, and so there were some tornado warnings over in the Milton, Cold Spring, Genesee Depot area, and so we went on an impromptu storm chase. Now, did we see anything that spectacular? No, absolutely not, but we definitely got to see a funnel. We got to see a little bit of tree damage in Milton. There was basically like a half a block area in Milton where you can tell that it touched down just long enough to uproot a bunch of trees. Obviously, quickly. The wet, soggy ground. So we're talking some big old trees came out of the ground. No injuries, which is the good news. But yeah, he got to go on an impromptu storm chase. Now, let me tell you what happened on our impromptu storm chase, though. So we got onto a back road, right? Because that periodically happens when you're storm chasing. You're trying to stay away from the major roads and the major traffic. You got to kind of snake sometimes around into these towns. And so we get onto a back road, and there was a guy in a big dually pickup. And obviously, we did not have time to stay behind the guy in the big dually pickup. Now, the National Weather Service said that the storms were only moving at 30 miles per hour. We would like to disagree with that. They were moving really, really quickly. They were moving a lot faster than 30 miles per hour. However, we got behind this dually pickup, and, you know, just kind of a looky-loo, watching things out in the fields, because that's pretty much where everything stayed. And Corey had to whip around him. Well, he'd come to a stop, so he was trying to video with his phone, because he had none of his chase equipment set up. And he was trying to roll up his window when he decided he was going to pass. Now, we're right next to a farm. Do you know what usually is on a farm? Cows. Lots and lots of cows. And so, because of all the rain, he went through a puddle. Now, I'm pretty sure that that had a lot of cow manure in it. Most of it went up over the car when he splashed, but a lot of it came in on him. So, yesterday, for a majority of my day, I was trying to air out the vehicle from the cow manure, muddy water that got into the vehicle, and then I had to rewash his clothes about two or three times to get the stinky cow smell out. Oh. So, yeah, it was pretty gross. It was pretty gross. Once he dropped, it wasn't so bad, but there for a while I was like, you really smell, like you stink, like actually stink. So we did that, had a couple of good meals out, and then yesterday we just kind of kicked back and relaxed here and did a little grilling. So that was pretty much the gist of our weekend. Dexter had big lofty plans to like go on zip lines and all of that, and then at Taekwondo on Thursday of last week they did a bunch of kicking drills, and after he hiked for 3.5 miles he couldn't even hardly walk. So he's like, no, I am not ziplining.
You know, I was going to say, so were you over then by Genesee Depot?
Is it, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's too bad. Well, I mean, I know Corey was into the storm chasing thing, you know, and he was all into that. But if you ever get over by that area again, there's a place that's called Ten Chimneys over there.
Which okay.
I like to refer to as the place where actors go to die, because it is there's a property there, Ten Chimneys. It was owned by the Lunts.
Okay.
And they were a kind of a famous acting couple, and they moved, and they moved from I think they were originally from New York. They were doing shows in New York, but then they moved back to Wisconsin and they set up shop there. And it's quite a thing to see, because there's outbuildings and everything, but it's just amazing place to check it out. Yeah, if you get a chance, it's really something.
But, now, I will say that this weekend, I was very excited, because not only, I mean, when you're storm chasing, you get to see some really beautiful country and areas that you are kind of off the beaten path. You know, I don't recommend taking the rustic road routes to do storm chasing, which is what we ended up on in the area we were at. You know, they're a little bumpy. They're a little windy. Yeah. There's a lot of trees, which is one of the downfalls of storm chasing in Wisconsin, quite honestly, is we produce some beautiful storms at times up here. But because of all the trees, sometimes nobody even realizes what's coming at them. So, you know, it was all about finding the clearings, but some beautiful, beautiful areas up there. And I said to Corey, this is kind of one of those places I'd like to come back and explore when you don't smell like cow manure and we're not trying to dodge raindrops. Like, I'd kind of like to come back and explore this area sometime.
I mean, taking a rural road for a Sunday drive, that's cool. But when you're doing some storm chasing, probably not. Yeah.
It was pretty impromptu. We had no idea, because, you know, it wasn't super warm. There weren't great parameters for storms. And in fact, we talked about it afterwards. If it would have probably been about 5 to 10 degrees warmer, I think that could have been a whole different scenario that played out in that part of Wisconsin on Saturday, or on Sunday, I should say. I'm all off because of my days, because of the weekend.
Right.
But it was, you know, it was cool enough that it kind of kept things at bay. But if you would have had about 5 to 10 degrees on that day, I think it would have been a much much different, maybe even a little bit more dangerous day, just the way things were setting up without the warmer temperatures. But it was fun. We haven't done one of those impromptu storm chases for a really long time. And luckily, like I said, even though there was some tree damage in Milton, nobody was hurt. No homes were destroyed in the process. It was literally some trees. So they do have some cleanup, but that's always the good news, right? When you're just cleaning up tree branches, that's always good compared to what else could have happened. Yeah. So,
and I suppose that's basically date night for you and Corey, right?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. Yes, yes. I mean, the kid wasn't there. The dog was being taken care of, sort of. She just won't potty for Dexter. It's like a thing we have going on in our house. She loves hanging out with him. He takes her outside to go potty. And then she just sits down on the concrete and stares at him like, okay, what would you like me to do about this? So that's always a trial and tribulation on my end because I'm like, oh gosh, she hasn't pottied for how many hours?
Right.
She's always great. She's fine. And then she comes home and she potties a couple times and all is good in her world. But, you know, it's the trials and tribulations of leaving her with the teenager. But no, he was set at home. He had food. And so we had a couple. We went ate at some really amazing places this weekend as well. We had some good food. Cool. I always like it when we have good food in the process.
Oh, me too. That's the best.
Even if my husband smelled like cow manure at the end, it's fine. It's fine. Well, the restaurant was pretty much vacated.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Restaurant was pretty much vacated, closed at 9. We rolled in about 8:15, so there weren't a lot of people left. And by then, he was pretty much dry, so he didn't smell quite as bad. It was really when I took it out of the laundry hamper to go wash it yesterday that I was like, whoa, you smelled like a cow. Holy buckets. It was pretty gross. I mean, we even had to like go get cleaner and wipe down the inside of the door and everything because it kind of splashed in. And then it left like the residue from like cow manure. And I was like, nope, this is the car I normally drive. Clean it up, please, because that's disgusting.
And have to let it air out for a few
days. Right? Yeah. Well, that's what I did yesterday before I had to run and get a few things for dinner last night so we could grill out some New York strip steaks because we made a trip over to Meat Market on Friday and got some New York strip steaks to grill and things like that. So I had to go get all of the sides and stuff yesterday. But I was like, no, I'm not stepping foot in that car until somebody airs it out because that's disgusting.
Well, so, other than the fresh manure, it sounds like it was a lovely weekend.
It was a great weekend. I love weekends like that where we're all kind of together and we're just hanging out. Obviously, we were missing Max, kind of hoping he was going to come home, but he made it very perfectly clear that he is fine and does not need to come home until Big Top Parade week, and there is no reason for him to be here. So I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll shut up now.
A little bit of downtime before that because that's going to be labor
intensive. It's going to be a busy week. It's a busy week, Big Top Parade. And as we've talked, Corey's very, very busy, so he's handing off a lot of the projects to Max, who basically spent his entire week planning and asking questions and making sure that things were prepared and he had what he needed. So he is serious about his venture, but it's also for school credit. It's for one of his classes. So he's taking it very seriously. So very, very seriously. So it's fun. It's kind of fun to watch your kid get into their element. Now, if you are somebody who did traveling this weekend, first of all, welcome home. We're glad to have you back. You know, 4 years ago, Finn, as we talk about this Memorial Day weekend, virtually nobody was flying. Nobody was really doing any traveling of any sort. And that has changed a lot since then. In fact, on Friday, this is crazy to me. The TSA says that it screened 2.95 million airline passengers, which is a new record for the most ever on a single day. They haven't said how many people flew yesterday, because obviously a lot of people had to get back home after a long weekend. But the previous record of 2.91 million was set back in November. So I'm going to guess right around the holiday season would be probably where we're thinking on that route. The airline industry is anticipating a record summer travel season with an estimated 271 million passengers. Plan accordingly. The airlines are going to be busy. That's up over 6% from last year. Now, in Atlanta, for instance, the world's busiest airport has had its busiest day ever. The Atlanta International Airport broke a traffic record on Thursday when 111,000 passengers, crew, and airport employees were screened at security checkpoints. The second busiest day followed on Friday, when just under 110,000 were screened. Now, what I find most interesting about this is not the numbers, because that is a lot of people. The fact that Atlanta is our busiest airport. That's what I find amazing about that entire story. I've been to the Atlanta airport. It's lovely. I just don't understand why it is the busiest. Is that because of people maybe traveling down south, maybe for the cruise lines closer to those or something? I don't know. I don't know why it's the busiest. But,
so why do you think there's such a spike in people flying? Do you think it's just ticket prices?
I'm guessing maybe people are feeling a little bit more financially secure with the economy at this point in time. Now, I know there's still some inflation. I'm not saying that. But I think overall, people might feel a little bit better about that. And I think we're 4 years removed from COVID. So maybe people are just a little bit more comfortable actually being on airlines and airplanes and things as well. But interesting stuff. So if you traveled, you definitely know it. You were not alone this holiday season. Wow. My goodness, that's a lot of people.
That is.
2.95 million. Holy crazy. Buckets. I hope they went somewhere good. Like, I hope they went somewhere that was not rainy and the weather was awesome for them. Because,
well, unless you're me, then I totally would have gone to Seattle or someplace
this
like that.
This is true. This is true. But apparently a lot of us had some big plans for our Memorial Day weekend.
Cool.
Hey, now we have to take a look at the forecast, because we were talking about the fact that, you know, it was a little rainy this weekend, and it's actually a beautiful start to this Tuesday morning. Unfortunately, looks like we're going to see some clouds increase as the morning wears on, and we do have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms again from late this morning into this afternoon, so definitely keep the umbrella handy at this point. 65 is all we're going to hit for our high today. Partly cloudy down to 48 tonight. Tomorrow looks like a much more pleasant day. Partly cloudy, 67. And then we're talking 70 by Thursday. Right now, it is 50. The morning show here on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all you can eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all you can eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. That's Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. Yeehaw!
Maximum music. Max FM.
The song.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. And Finn, you know, if you're one of those people who set all your bills to paperless, there's probably days that you go without getting a single piece of important mail. That happens out here. Like, I don't know why I go check the box every single day.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have something great and awesome out there. And sometimes I'm hoping for, like, you know, a birthday card that got lost. Maybe it's got 10 bucks in it or something like that. Usually never happens, and I'm usually pretty disappointed. But if this is something that you've done, gone to paperless at your house, this is probably going to seem a little strange to you. The United States Postal Service is now asking us, anybody with a standalone curbside mailbox, to replace them with larger jumbo ones because they want to be able to jam more packages inside our standalone mailboxes. Now, they say it's to reduce the need for notices left and trips to the post office to retrieve a package. That's their words, not mine. But let's be honest, it's also to save postal workers the time and effort of dropping them off at your doorstep, especially in rural areas, having to get out of the vehicle and then come to the door and then get back in the vehicle, all of that good stuff. The United States Postal Service also recommends one with the classic shape, but with a lot of room. They say it should be at least 14 inches wide, 16 inches deep, and 12 inches high. That's larger than a square foot. They aren't selling calling them directly, but they suggested one at retailers like Lowe's, Home Depot, True Value, Walmart, even the Menards of the area. They range in price anywhere from $65 to $100. So if you want to help out your carrier, I guess this is something you can do. You know, like ours actually got hit by a snowplow a couple of years ago. So we kind of rigged it back up to kind of stand because it was laying on the ground, and obviously they didn't want to continue to deliver to us until it was more stable. Now, we've had all intentions over the last couple years of getting something more permanent and doing something different. However, it's still kind of rigged up there just to kind of be at the curb, you know, without falling over. We've done okay up until this point. Not sure what's going to happen if we have a much stronger wind come through, though, at some point. So maybe we'll upgrade our post.
That's fun when somebody else damages your mailbox and then you are the one that has to replace it. That's always a good thing.
Isn't it neat? I know. Yeah. I even had to call and be like, hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we need the bigger mailboxes because those flyers, they get pretty big sometimes, you know, especially the political ones. Yeah.
Yes.
You need more space for those.
And we're getting to the point of the year where you're not only going to have one or two in your mailbox, you're going to have multiple political flyers at one given time. You know, honestly, how many people read those too? Usually you look at them and you're like, whatever. And then you toss them in recycling, right? Like, nobody's actually reading those to see how the candidate feels about the issues. And quite honestly, it's not all going to be lined up on your nice little flyer anyway, and there's not a top of mind awareness at all when you send out those flyers. I feel like candidates would be better off saving money and not wasting trees with the flyers, but that's just my personal opinion. Especially this time around, I feel like everybody's pretty much already made up their mind, and now we're just kind of waiting and biding our time till we can actually vote, and the election's not for months and months and months away yet.
Yeah, but they refuse to let go.
I know. Oh, I'm very, very well aware. And we're going to have to watch all of those political ads and campaigns. And we're going to have to watch the debates and all of that kind of stuff just for the sake of participating in civic activities and saying that, yes, we did this as a tradition, I guess. I have no idea. But bigger mailboxes, people.
Now,
that's
how much, again, did you say they cost, the bigger?
Between $65 and $100. So, okay. I mean, I guess it's not horrible, but I don't see a lot of people just racing out to replace their mailbox.
No.
I mean, you have to get a lot of packages in order to make this worthwhile. Now, here's the other thing that I started thinking about. We do get several packages delivered out here. Most of what we get, though, would still not fit in this mailbox. So they're going to have to still get out of the vehicle to deliver it to us. Now, I did see something interesting at my neighbor's the other day. So obviously, we live out in a pretty rural area. You know, we've got the rural carrier drives up, puts the mail right in the box, you know, and drives on to the next one. And I don't know if they weren't home, if it was a different carrier, because I had never seen this before, because we have a really great mail guy. He's one of the best. He truly is. Just a nice guy, goes out of his way to make sure that packages don't get left in the rain. They aren't soggy. They aren't in the elements. He's just a really great all-around guy. And I've never seen this, so I think it must have maybe been a different carrier, because our neighbors had a package delivered, and instead of taking it to the door, they just left it in a puddle next to the mailbox.
Oh, man.
It's like, oh, no.
Come on.
No. So I actually, like, I wasn't trying to mail tamper. I went over and I looked at it because it was literally sitting in the rain. And it was one of those days last week where it was raining hard at times. And I looked at it to make sure it wasn't them, you know, leaving it to be taken. And no, it was addressed to them. And so I just picked it up. And when I had Aspen outside, I took it to their door and at least put it under the canopy of their front door so it wasn't getting soaked, because it was getting really wet. So I'm thinking that wasn't our normal guy, though, because I've never, ever seen him do something like that. Like I said, he's awesome, and he really does go above and beyond for the residents out here to make sure that our stuff is protected and not in the elements. So I'm guessing he probably wasn't the carrier that day. Like,
see, but you moving it out of harm's way, that was a very nice thing of you to do, because I think it was maybe two weekends ago. I don't know. It was a Saturday, and it was a warm and sunny one.
Sure.
And I had, weeks ago, I had ordered some vinyl. And I have to stop ordering albums in the summer.
Because
it's hard on them sitting in the sun if you don't get them right away,
right? And what happens is you can sit around and wait all day and it doesn't show up. The second you leave the house and go to the grocery store or whatever, and you're running errands and you're gone for 2-3 hours, that's when it shows up. And they did not.
You don't want you don't want vinyl baking
in the
sun.
Right in the direct sunlight. They put it right on the porch, and they didn't put it like next to the door in the shade or anything. And you know, I mean, how are they to know that it's an album, right? Other than that shape pretty much denotes that's what it is, you know. But
also depends on the age of your carrier. I mean, somebody younger would have no idea that that's actual vinyl in there, or a fairly good idea that that's not vinyl at least. But you know, we've also had our moments out here where we've had some interesting stuff. It was a couple Christmases ago, and I had ordered something as a gift for someone, and it was being delivered. And got the notification that it was delivered to our box. And I went out to our box, and I was like, there's nothing here. So then I went to all of the normal spots where sometimes carriers leave stuff out here. Sometimes they set it on our garbage can. Sometimes they set it right inside our garage door because we have a side door, you know, if it's yucky out. And it was kind of misty that day. It wasn't there. It wasn't by our front door. I'm out of options. I mean, we don't have a lot of spots out here on Goose Poop Pond where you can leave a package. Wasn't sitting under the hangover of the garage. So it was nowhere. And it was little. It probably should have been in the box, the mailbox, that is. And so I call down to our post office, and our mail comes out of Reedsburg. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, I see what happened. It looks like the numbers got switched. And I said, so is somebody going to be able to rectify that? He says to me, oh, no, it's fine. Just start going through all everybody's mailboxes and you'll find it eventually. It's down the road somewhere. I was like, that's mail tampering. I could go to jail for that. That's like a federal crime. Oh, it's fine. I said, is that what I'm going to tell the people who arrest me when they see me going through somebody else's mailbox, or my neighbors are upset that I'm going through their mailbox? So luckily there's not a lot of movement and action out here during the day because most people work away from Goose Poop Pond, and this is prior to COVID, so things were a little, you know, busier at that point as well. So that's exactly what I had to do. I had to walk down the block and open everybody's mailbox.
I can't believe he suggested that.
That
though.
Was a suggestion. I was like, okay, if somebody says something to me, I'm gonna be like, call the postmaster in Reedsburg, because that's what they told me to do. So,
and then you eventually found your package.
I did, about four mailboxes down. It was about four mailboxes down. My name on it.
There's
ready to
Maddie
go.
Jones reaching into somebody else's mailbox.
I know. I look like I was stealing other people's stuff. Right? That's exactly what I look like. It was ridiculous. So, you know, it's the rural lifestyle out here. Nobody cares. Coming up, Finn, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's a beautiful start to the day. Looks like, though, the clouds are going to roll in. A little less sun even than we had about an hour ago. We're going to have some showers, some thunderstorms in the forecast for much of this afternoon. Sean Cable's going to tell us about that in just a moment. We'll also have sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
The Big Top Parade is ready for liftoff. Baraboo's signature event returns to the downtown streets Saturday, June 8th. This space age parade will step off at 11 a.m., highlighting a day full of out-of-this-world circus fun in the Ringling Brothers' hometown. Kids can take part in the Wild Rumpus Circus on the square before the parade. After the parade, head to Circus World and enjoy the blast-off Big Top Show. Learn more at BigTopParade.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. After the holiday break, tournament action gets started back going around the area for the baseball tournament. In Division 2 for Sectional 3, it's going to be Reedsburg, the one seed, hosting number 8, Sauk Prairie. That matchup will be today at 5. Same time, it's going to be Mount Horeb going against number 12, Richland Center. Winners of those two matchups will play each other. Other side of that bracket, you've got number 6, Lodi at Mauston this evening, and Edgewood is going to be hosting Platteville. In the D3 tournament for Sectional 3, you got Portage, the 8 seed, at number 1, Cambridge. And then Partyville, the 2 seed, is going to be hosting Belleville. Wanakee and Defoe will meet tonight in the Division 1 tournament, with the winner moving on to face Verona. Softball tournament also continues today. Sun Prairie East and Verona meet in Division 1. Winner of that will go on to the sectional championship game to take on the winner between Toma and Middleton. In Sectional 3 for Division 2 tonight, it's going to be Mount Horeb meeting West Salem. Winner will meet whoever's victorious between number 1 Jefferson and number 2 Lake Mills. D3 is River Valley, the 2 seed, hosting number 5 Adams Friendship. Poinette and Broadhead on the other side of that matchup. Girls soccer tournament will get started with play this evening. In Division 2 for Sectional 3, Baraboo, the 7 seed, will be hosting Milton. Westosha Central and Wilmont on the other side of that bracket. 7 o'clock start time for both those matches. At that same time, it's number 4 Sauk Prairie hosting Portage Poinette tonight. Fort Atkinson and DeForest on the other side. And Oregon, the number 1 seed in that bracket, they're going to be taking on Clinton Turner this evening. Division 3 tonight, it's going to be Mauston going against Jefferson to try to take on the number 1 seed McFarland. Otherwise, the rest of Division 3 matchups will be starting on Thursday. For full brackets and all of the details, as always, go to WIAWI.org. That's also where you can find all of the heat sheets and details leading up to state track and field. It's going to be taking place at Veterans Memorial Stadium Complex this weekend. Lily Rogers will be representing the Thunderbirds in lacrosse for a shot put and discus. Throws of 42.5 in the shot and 137 in the disc. Good enough to advance on and be the lone freshman in the throwing events for state. On the boys' side, Reedsburg's Martin Lindholm qualified in the 200-meter dash. Alan Supini, also of Reedsburg, advances on in the long jump. And the Beavers' 4x200-meter relay team also at state. Again, the entire breakdown and all the details, WIAWI.org. Solid weekend for the crew. They get a win against the Red Sox back on Friday, 7-2, followed up with a 6-3 victory on Saturday. They do lose 2-1 on Sunday, but then start this week with a 5-1 Memorial Day win over the Chicago Cubs. They got 3 more games this week against the Cubs. Starting today, it's going to be Freddy Peralta getting the go tonight. Ben Brown will be countering for Chicago. First pitch for this evening's games at 6:40. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy this morning with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible from late this morning into this afternoon. Our high 65 today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a little warmer, 67. We'll get back to 70 by Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
7:50 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning. 355-9970. Cindy Lauper now. Girls Just Want to Have Fun on Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That's a good one this morning. We love Cyndi Lauper to get things started on after an extra long weekend and a short work week. Got to keep pointing out the short work week thing because I've gotten a few messages this morning. There's a lot of people dragging today. So we got to keep, you know, emphasizing the fact that, Finn, you know, it is only 4 days this week that we have to put in. And very exciting week as well. I know there's been a lot of area high school graduations already. Reedsburg graduated during the thunderstorms last Friday night. Baraboo graduates this weekend, so on Friday night over at the Baraboo High School. So very exciting stuff in the area. Yeah. Congratulations to all of the area graduates and to all of the kids who are just really ready for a summer vacation and a few months off, right? At this point, it's starting to become more like weeks off. Remember, we used to be done with school by, like, I don't know, May 15th at one point in time, and now they go a little bit longer. So I don't know. It's more like weeks off because a lot of schools start them before Labor Day again. So it's more like a 6 week vacation.
Right.
Uh-huh. I remember though, when we homeschooled, when the boys were really little, we did we would usually do like 8 weeks on and then like 2 weeks off, 8 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And we did school all year round on that 8 week, 2 week of regimen. And it was really good because my boys didn't forget. They retained a lot more, right? You know, over the summer months, sometimes it's easy to forget things. And so my kids would retain a whole lot more, but they were essentially going to school all year round. It worked on several different aspects, and we plan all of our vacations and trips and, you know, all that good stuff in that 2 week time period so that they didn't really miss a whole lot of school. So it was always a good time. But yeah, none of that. We just
now everything's completely different.
I know. That's why I love homeschooling though, because we've always flexed our schedule just to do whatever works best for us. So that's always been the advantage of that. Now we do have to do some celebrating this morning because we've got to talk about our birthday list. And before we jump right in here with the celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, or maybe you know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Starting right here at the top of our list with Michael Orr. He is the former offensive tackle whose life inspired The Blind Side. Well, we all know that that has gone a little wonky as of late, saying that he says that he was actually manipulated into signing over a lot of his money and his rights, and that the family who took him in didn't actually have his best intentions at heart. And so there's been a whole lot of drama around that. But he's celebrating his 38th birthday today. Now, I remember there was even speculation, should Sandra Bullock give back her Oscar that she won for playing the mom of that? Yeah. Well, no, just because the real life situation may or may not be, you know, not what it's cracked up to be or what the movie made it out to be.
Well, movies take creative liberties all the time anyway.
Right? And that's still to be determined. I mean, we haven't really heard the outcome of that case quite yet. But at any rate, I mean, she still put on quite the performance. So no, her Oscar should not be taken away just because the actual story may or may not have a few faults in it. Colby Calais is celebrating a birthday today as well. She is the try and bubbly singer. SNL's Bobby Moynihan actually stars in her Fallen For You video. She is celebrating her 39th birthday. Now, I love Bobby Moynihan. Don't get me wrong. Right? Uh-huh. But, you know, usually when you see these music videos, you think of the big hunky guy in the video, right? I mean, and not saying Bobby Moynihan's not a good looking dude. He is. But he's not like the big hunky guy that you normally think of in these videos. But it certainly works in the Fallen For You video. So I guess Colby Calais was going for something a little different there. Carrie Mulligan, actress who's married to Marcus Mumford from the group Mumford & Sons. You might also remember her as Winnie Gecko in Wall Street Never Sleeps. She also played Daisy Buchanan in Leonardo DiCaprio's Great Gatsby. She's celebrating her 39th birthday today as well. Erin Schock, former Republican representative from the great state of Illinois, whose major abs scored him the June 2011 cover of Men's Health. I remember when he was the latest and greatest best thing and everybody wanted to look like him. Speaking of hunky guys who should be in videos, that would have been Erin Schock back in 2011. He is celebrating his 43rd birthday today. Jesse Bradford from the movie Bring It On. He was also in Swim Fan and Flags of Our Fathers. He is celebrating his 45th birthday today. We have Jake Johnson on the list. He was Nick on New Girl. He also plays Sebastian in the Zac Efron comedy Neighbors and the White Guy in Let's Be Cops. He's celebrating his 46th birthday today. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is celebrating as well. She went from actually Survivor contestant to one of the co-hosts on The View. Then she went over to Fox News and she left all of that behind so she could spend more time with her family. She is celebrating her 47th birthday today. We've got Marco Rubio on the list. Of course, we know that he tried to run for president back in 2016. He is still serving as a senator in Washington, D.C. And I don't know, there's speculation that he might be one of the VP candidates for president or presidential candidate. There we go. Words coming to me this morning. Presidential candidate Donald Trump as well. But we shall see. He put out a memo yesterday that he wants to make that kind of a competition to see who is worthy of being the vice presidential candidate for him. So that should be fun to watch. Like if politics became more like Road Rules or Survivor, as long as we were talking about that, that might be kind of fun. I could definitely get behind
where you
that.
Can vote people off the island.
That's
that
right.
Would be cool.
Oh, mm-hmm. That'd be a lot of fun. Think of the people they like right now. There's a bunch of politicians that come to everybody's mind. They're like, oh, that'd be neat.
Yeah.
Marco Rubio celebrating his 53rd birthday